coming up on All Access.
It's been fun to be out there every day at practice, and that's how you improve, is to be on the practice field, especially with a bunch of new players.
You know, a bunch of great athletes, a bunch of great coaches, a lot of good schemes in football, and, you know, I'm excited to be here.
I am so proud that he is the recipient of the Carnegie Hall Medal of Excellence.
Hello, everyone! Go Dragons!
Have finished their final on-field preparations for the 2013 season. The next time we see them as a team will be training camp. Welcome to Patriots All Access, everyone. I'm Steve Burton. Lots to talk about for this football team. There's a whole new cast of wide receivers. How's Gronk? And there's a new third-string quarterback, by the way. Brian Lowe kicks things off for us.
As the Pats wrapped up their spring with a mandatory three-day minicamp in Foxborough this week, every single player was accounted for. Yes, even linebacker Brandon Spikes, who stayed away from previous organized team activities.
Honestly, I just felt like I was trying to put myself in the best position to compete for, you know, a spot on the team and also help this team win a championship.
Now, being accounted for at minicamp doesn't necessarily mean being on the field for every drill. They were without star tight end Rob Gronkowski, battling arm and back injuries. When will Gronk return? Well, he had an answer when kids asked him that very question at a recent football camp.
I just tell them every time, we'll see. And obviously I tell the kids, you'll see me out there again one day.
So with the Patriots utilizing a no uniform number mandate during practices, the game of who's on the field, who's not, becomes just a bit more complicated. But who could miss this guy on Tuesday? Yes, the Pats signed the most well-known backup quarterback available.
You know, it's such an honor to be a Patriot and play for Coach Belichick and for Coach McDaniels and learn under Tom and be a part of this great franchise.
It's been a fast-moving offseason for the Patriots. Some questions answered, plenty of questions still unanswered. But for the 12th straight season, number 12 will enter a new football campaign as the leader in New England. And he says the Pats are headed in the right direction.
It's been fun to be out there every day at practice, and that's how you improve, is to be out on the practice field, especially with a bunch of new players. So, you know, we'll see how it turns out when, you know, we put the pads on.
So the spring camp season has come and gone, and on Tuesday of this week, Bill Belichick said, "We're definitely better than we were a few weeks ago. We still have a long ways to go." All that's left now is a little bit of summer downtime for Belichick and company, with training camp just 6 weeks away. For Patriots All Access, I'm Brian Lowe.
Well, thank you very much, B-Lo. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And let's talk about Mr. Tebow. Shocked, not shocked, or does anything not surprise you anymore?
I was shocked, and I actually had something on the website that said it's going to happen. And I was still shocked.
Still shocked.
Yeah, I didn't see it coming. He was out there for a while, about 5 or 6 weeks, and no one was picking him up. I just didn't see the need for the Patriots to pick up another quarterback. But, yeah, I was stunned.
Not surprised, but fascinated. You come to the stadium on Tuesday. There's 80 credentialed members of the media. There's live TV trucks lined up outside. CNN is broadcasting Bill Belichick's news conference live, all for a third-string quarterback, Steve, who I'm not even sure is going to make the team this year.
Well, they have him listed as quarterback, but will he play somewhere else?
I'm not sure he will. I look at him, and I know a lot of people have other ideas for where he might fit, tight end, fullback. I ask these people, when have you ever seen any evidence that he could be an NFL tight end? Not to mention the fact that the Patriots might have the best core of tight ends in all of football. I'm not sure where he fits other than quarterback, and I kind of go with Mike. I think it's 50-50 at best whether he's going to be around.
And if Paul's going to talk about odds, let's look at what they did last year. They only kept two quarterbacks. I know he's kept three in the past. One year he kept four when he had Brady back in 2000, and he was the fourth quarterback. But to me, it's quarterback for Tebow, and if he's going to make the team, maybe then you can experiment with other stuff. But as we saw in practices this week, it was all quarterback.
All right, guys. Well, we'll catch up with you guys a little later on the show. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We'll meet one of the newest members of the Patriots, wide receiver Danny Amendola.
We're excited to work as a team and get all the guys, you know, on the same page.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi. Now is what we make it. Grab a Pepsi and some friends and get out there and live it. It's time to live for now. This segment of Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients.
Pulled from the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting stadium fact. According to the Patriots PR department, the giant video board in the south end zone of Gillette Stadium is the largest HDTV video screen in an outdoor stadium. It's the equivalent size of 1,700 TVs with a 37-inch screen. For the most up-to-date Patriots analysis, check out the latest edition of Patriots Football Weekly.
We've checked on the Patriots on the field. It's been a busy few days off the field with a wide variety of activities. Jackie Britton explains.
Ready, set, go!
The Patriots kicked off last week with a stop in Dorchester for an NFL Play 60 event, where they exercised with students and encouraged them to stay active for 60 minutes a day. The visit also included a few surprises, like new PE equipment and a brand new playground for the Roger Clapp Innovation School.
Let's go Patriots!
Hello, everyone!
And then it was back to Boston with the most charitable of them all. Zoltan Mesko hosted his second annual Zolioki. Several teammates joined him for karaoke with a twist. Fans had a chance to sing on stage with their favorite team and raise money for New England area children's hospitals.
The Patriots certainly don't waste time in the offseason when it comes to being involved in the community. In the span of less than a week, they've made stops in Boston for an NFL Play 60 campaign, the second annual Zolioki Extravaganza, and now they're back here at Gillette Stadium for another fan-engaging event, the 2013 Executive Combine. The Executive Combine is an experience like none other. It's an interactive day in the life of a Patriots player. The contributors donate to the Patriots Charitable Foundation for the chance to run drills with the team.
Oh, you want some?
No.
Have exclusive access inside the locker room, and the coaches certainly don't take it easy on them.
We're just having fun. So anything we can do to help out our community, we're going to do that, and that's thanks to our owner.
For Patriots All Access, I'm Jackie Britton.
One, two, three,
go back!
Nice job, nice job.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I dashed right over here to help all of you honor my dear, dear friend, Robert Kraft.
Congratulations to Patriots owner Robert Kraft. Earlier this week, he received the prestigious Carnegie Hall Medal of Excellence. The award recognizes Mr. Kraft's outstanding leadership and philanthropy.
I am so proud that he is the recipient of the Carnegie Hall Medal of Excellence. We have raised more money this night for this affair than we ever have in our history. We've raised over $5 million. to help to help our community outreach and education programs, which is an area that Bob is very, very interested in, which really embraces all the things that Bob believes in and has lived his life by.
Thank you, Sandy. I'm tremendously humbled by this great honor, and I thank all the family and friends that are here tonight. And I also thank all of you for helping make this night possible.
This week's player profile is brought to you by Pepsi.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, joined now by Danny Amendola, Patriots wide receiver. First of all, Danny, welcome to New England, and what's your first impression been?
You know, I love it. You know, a bunch of great athletes, a bunch of great coaches, a lot of good schemes in football, and, you know, I'm excited to be here.
All right, let's start off with your quarterback. You went out to L.A. to work out with him. Other receivers have done that in the past. Prior to working out with Tom, what was your thoughts about him? Then after that, what are your thoughts about Tom Brady?
You know, everybody knows Tom Brady's a great quarterback, you know, Hall of Fame guy, and you know, has, you know, three Super Bowl rings, and, you know, he's a great player. And, you know, I soon came acclimated with that, you know, upon meeting him and getting to know him a little bit. You know, the way he throws it and the way, you know, he approaches the game is really exciting to see.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the OTAs. And, of course, now here we are in mini camp. We're inching closer to the big camp. Your relationship with Brady. There have been other guys that have come in here in the past where – I want to talk about it from a quarterback standpoint. You know, it's not necessarily a signal, but it's that look. How's the relationship going on the field? Are you starting to get to that point where, hey, I see something, Tom sees the same thing, bang, we're on that same page?
You know, it's going well so far. You know, we've put in some good work, you know, as OTAs have progressed into this mini camp, and, you know, it's still early, and we're excited to, you know, to get things started, you know, in camp and work as a team and get all the guys, you know, on the same page.
He's entering year 14. He's accomplished a lot in his career. What's the biggest thing he's told you up to this stage that's helped you the most?
The biggest thing, and you know, it's a testament to what type of guy he is and a quarterback he is to stay thirsty, stay hungry, you know, get, you know, come to work, you know, willing to, you know, to put it all in, you know, day in and day out. And, you know, that's why, you know, he's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game, and that's why he's going to make this team, you know, go.
A lot's been made of your relationship with Josh McDaniels, but technically it was a short time span. During that small span, how much has that helped you conceptually with the offense and the way they call things from a terminology standpoint?
The terminology is the same from when I was in St. Louis, and, you know, it's made a real easy transition for me coming out here. And, you know, it's the on-field stuff that, you know, I'm trying to get better at day in and day out. So it's good to, you know, have all these reps in minicamp and OTA. So I'm excited to where it's going to go.
Let's go back to the beginning when you first got here. Early on, you did a really nice thing for the community. You pledged money for the One Fund Boston in terms of drops and catches. Saw you at the Tom Brady Best Buddies Challenge Hyannisport. How important is it for you to establish yourself, not only on the field, but in the community as well here in New England?
It's exciting for me. You know, I have a foundation called Danny Amendola's Catches for Kids, and we kind of, you know, the years past, I've always you know, raise money for underprivileged youth within the city. And, you know, we give anything from, you know, book supplies, backpacks, clothing, you know, money for food, you know, whatever these kids will need. And, you know, I found out, you know, real quick what how well Boston supports their teams. And, you know, I want to show Boston that, you know, the teams really appreciate them as well.
You're on the edge of your seat, seem pretty excited. New team, new quarterback, kind of new everything. You're chomping at the bit to get out there, right?
I'm just ready to go.
Sounds good to me, man. Good luck here in New England.
Appreciate that.
All right, there you go. It's Danny Amendola. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the New England Patriots. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, now is what we make it. Grab a Pepsi and some friends and get out there and live it. It's time to live for now.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Back with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And let's talk about the state of the team right now. And I want to start with the tight end position. Most importantly, Rob Gronkowski. Healthy, not healthy. Is he going to be able to play start of the season?
Well, it's a big if. And obviously, we know he's going to have the back surgery and how that goes. I almost want to see him start on PUP. I'm not sure he will. I think they might look at it and say maybe he won't be ready for the first two or three games. Mm-hmm. But if we can get him for, you know, game four or game five, it would be worth having him on the roster to sit three or four games to get those two extra games because he's that good. He's that much of a difference maker. But to me, if you could say now that I have him healthy at the end of the year, that to me is far more important. That's why I kind of want to see him on PUP.
Than the start of the season is
absolutely
what you're saying.
I understand that, Steve, but I guess I'm of the thinking that this offense could struggle a little bit at the start of this season. What I've seen in the practice field with the passing game gives me some pause for concern for mm-hmm. this team. So you got to balance those thoughts here.
Well, let's look at the entire receiving core. We heard from Danny Amendola earlier in the show. Okay, we know Danny can do his thing, hopefully, if he stays healthy. Mm-hmm. But what about everybody else? I mean, who is everybody else, for that matter? Yeah, what are Brady's weapons?
It's a great question, and Mike brings you right into it because he talks about what he and I have watched for the last 4 or 5 weeks between OTAs and minicamps, and it hasn't been smooth. You know, they're searching for different guys, and injuries have been a huge part of it. You have, I think, Stephen Ridley is the person who has the most career catches from Tom Brady with 9 of the guys that have been out there practicing. There's been no Gronkowski, no Hernandez. You know, all these guys have been missing, no Julian Edelman even. Where do you go to? You know, who do you know Tom Brady can establish a rapport with? We think Amendola is one of those. I don't know about the rest. We saw Aaron Dobson do some things earlier in OTAs, then he wasn't really available at the start of minicamp, so you don't know about his status, too. It's really a big question mark.
To me, this is when you're a Patriots fan, this is the time you exhale and you say, okay, it's a good thing it's only June.
It's June. Right.
But let's be honest with what we see. It's been Michael Jenkins, a player who was let go by the Minnesota Vikings mm-hmm. at the end of his career here. And it's we saw Kenbrell Tompkins, a rookie free agent, running with Amendola and Jenkins with the top wide receiver grouping. And I sort of asked myself the question as I watch it, how did we get to this point? I think this is a storyline that we have to watch.
But if you look at this team as a whole, are they better than they were last year when they lost the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC Championship game? Has this team improved?
It's a great question. I would say no, but I do think it has the potential to improve. And I think where that potential really lies is with the young players on defense. I think Chandler Jones has a chance to be a star. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think that he has all the physical skills. Looks like he's packed on 10 really, really good pounds. And I think he needed to get bigger because I do think he wore down a little bit last season as a rookie, which is not uncommon. I think he has a chance. You know, you look at – I'm not saying this is going to happen before anybody, you know, gets all excited. Perillo just compared Chandler Jones to J.J. Watt. But you look at the stats for J.J. Watt Jason Pierre-Paul, and they're very similar to what Chandler Jones did as a rookie. Those guys exploded in their second year. If they can get that kind of a step up, not even to that level, but something close to that, this can be a very, very good, young, talented defense, and I think that's where they can have improvement.
I would echo what Paul said. Are they better? I think better on defense, certainly. I like what we've seen on defense on the practice fields here in these offseason camps. Worse on offense.
So you think they're taking a step back on offense?
Right now, Steve, but I would also caution it's June and it's a process to get to where they want to be, but I certainly don't think they're anywhere close right now, offensively, to where they were at this point last year.
Well, like I said earlier, only time will tell. Hopefully this team has reloaded.
It is June.
That's
so
right.
That's what we got to keep in mind.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Steve.
Great job. Well, that would do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everyone. See you later.